For the first time in nearly a decade, the Jaguars won't be in the market for a wide receiver this spring. But teams looking for their own version of Allen Robinson will find plenty of big bodies and some big-time playmakers who are leaving college football behind. Laquon Treadwell is the cream of this year's receiving crop. He's tall at 6'2", has exceptionally good feet to help him get off the line, and long arms to create separation. Like A-Rob, he's outstanding when it comes to elevating and grabbing the ball away from defenders. His anticipation, timing, strength, and length all work together to make him a very difficult player to defend. He isn't a burner, but is a shifty runner who knows how to get up the field and work through traffic for extra yards.
I think I'll only get better, continue to work, continue to get the best training now that I'm at the highest level. I just continue to push myself to get better, and my game will show eventually. I just don't take the game for granted. You know, my mentality towards the game is completely different. I've learned and I've grew from it.
Michael Thomas is another big receiver at 6'3 and 215 pounds. The Ohio State product is a very sudden player who can create separation with his change of direction skills, if not his top-end speed. His length provides a wide catch radius, and his body control makes him difficult to beat, whether it's along the sidelines or in the back of the end zone.
I had a plan the whole time. It didn't go straight line, but I mean, I corrected it and I got back on track. Now I'm just chasing my dreams and finishing my plan.
Not far behind the top targets is TCU's 6'3" Josh Doctson, who was wildly productive in a high-octane offense in North Texas. He caught 25 touchdown passes over the last 2 years with the Horned Frogs. Will Fuller isn't as tall, but 29 touchdowns over the last 2 years against the kind of difficult schedule Notre Dame plays more than makes the case for a savvy route runner who clearly knows how to get open. I'm joined now by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. And John, do the Jaguars even need to address wide receiver this year?
Well, it's not a great year at the top of the first round for wide receiver, unlike the last couple of years. And that's good news because they say, I don't think they need to. If there was a guy in the later rounds this year that jumped out at him as just having so much potential that you could use him on special teams, you use him somewhere, then maybe. But even thinking that, you already have Rashad Greene. You already have guys who are playing the special teams role. So it would be very surprising to me if they did anything in the draft with this position.
That's really it. I mean, Greene stands out as the pick from last year. He gets left behind because we talk about Hearns, we talk about Robinson, we talk about the potential of Marquise Lee. But it's that kind of a guy. Greene, he comes in, he wasn't the biggest, he wasn't the fastest, but he did make an impact last year.
Well, I think he has an absolute niche, which is what you can't say about Marquise Lee right now. Rashad Greene, is he the dynamic outside receiver that Marquise Lee could be? I don't think so, but they love him as a slot guy, and now they love him as a punt returner. So he has a role, he has a job, which should give him a chance to develop into more, perhaps, whereas Marquise Lee's got to prove himself on the outside with Hearns and Robinson, a tough task.
For so many years, the Jaguars tried to rebuild their wide receiving core after Jimmy and Keenan were gone.
Did.
And finally, they've done it and can move on to other positions. But John will be back to talk about all those other positions over the next couple of weeks leading up to the draft. Thanks for joining us here on Jaguars.com.